News Talk on demand. Interruption free audio. Where you want it, when you want it.
6:50 on Regina's Morning News. I'm Andrew Dawson, and this is Silvana Benelich.
Well, the 2012 Super Saskatchewan Amateur Bodybuilding Association competition gets underway in Regina this weekend. Joining us in the studio this morning is trainer Neil Kachuk and competitor Kellen Whiting. Now, Kellen, I'm going to ask you first. A lot of things go into prepping for this kind of event. Can you maybe walk us through some of that, for example, what your diet looks like?
My diet right now. Really, a whole bunch hasn't really changed this week. Just some minor adjustments just to get ready for the show on Friday. A little bit with the water, but not a whole lot different from what I've been doing for the last about 16 or 18 weeks.
So. As you're preparing for a big event like this, do you eat a lot less just to show a little more tone and definition, and drink a little less water, or do you just kind of keep the same routine?
For the most part, not a whole lot has changed. We've made a little bit of adjustments. Just depends on where I'm at, where my body's at, and how I'm looking. So just minor adjustments for this peak week. So.
Now, Neil, you've been helping Callan train. Can you give us an idea of how grueling the workouts are kind of leading up to the competition? How long ago did you start working and really getting him into this kind of competition-ready shape?
I started with Callan about 20 weeks ago. And from that point out, basically, it's decreasing calories as we kind of go along. So he's eating less and less in food up to the show. Looking at decreasing body fat. He's training anywhere from 5 to 6 days per week, both with weight training and the cardiovascular aspect of it too. So we're basically taking what he's built up in the off season, peeling off all the body fat in order to show the optimal physique on stage this weekend.
Wow. As you're moving forward with stuff like this, guys, and I'll let either one of you respond to this one, but just, you know, you talk about working out, you know, 5, 6 days a week. I mean, how many hours do you have to spend in the gym to sculpt your body into this way? Actually, why don't we start with you?
Generally, his workouts would only be anywhere from, you know, an hour to an hour and a half. And a lot of it comes down to the nutrition aspect.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a huge part of it. But then, you know, with the workouts, it's a matter of being consistent, getting into the gym, putting in the effort when you're there. So making the most of your time there. And then a lot of it too is the recovery afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay. Kellen, what's the hardest thing about getting ready for this kind of event? Some of the challenges you faced along, is it the mental? Is it the physical? Obviously probably both, but.
It's a little bit of both. You have to definitely be a little bit tougher mentally, especially when you get really close to the competition. But I think some of the challenges, just being consistent with it, you know, staying on a routine, managing my time. You know, there's a lot that goes into preparing for a competition. But I think that in the end, it'll all be worth it.
What are some of the things that you know, obviously you work on certain areas to make them look really good as you're well sculpted, well defined, but what are the things that the judges really look for, the key elements the judges look for in these competitions?
Basically, it's judged on three kind of categories: your overall musculature, so muscle size, definition as well, so how well the muscles are showing in, which again is done by losing body fat. And then the final factor is kind of your symmetry, how well balanced your physique is. So you don't want to go into a show where, you know, your upper body's overpowering your legs. You want to be kind of overall balanced, conditioned, and with good muscle size as well.
Wow.
Well,
unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. I applaud you because I do not think I have. I realize how lazy of a person I am. I think I could go out with my Italian food. I think that would be a very, very difficult for me to forsake. Well, we wish you the best of luck. Saba runs this weekend at the Conexus Art Center. The winner will be chosen Saturday night.
Good luck, guys. Thanks very much for dropping in on us this morning.
Thank you.